You're listening to the audio production of Butterfly Palace by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Prologue, Larson, Texas, 1900. Lily Donaldson tiptoed to the front door and winced when it opened with a creak. The last thing she wanted was to awaken her mother, who was sleeping down the hall. Even though Lily was over 20 years old, her mother would take a switch to her if she knew she was sneaking out like this. The light still shone from the livery attached to their house. She peeked in the window as she passed. Her father sat at the desk with his partner as they pored over figures for the new expansion. There was a stack of money on the desk beside them. She stared for a moment at the stack of cash. It must have been a good day for the livery. It would be hours before their meeting came to an end. The talk of a new livery in the next town over had been going on for several weeks, and both men never seemed to tire of the topic. The night air touched her heated skin, and she shivered as she hurried along the path to the barn. Crickets chirped as if to keep time to the ragtime tune tinkling from the tavern's piano down the street. The threat of discovery added another thump to her pulse. The familiar scent of hay and horse greeted her when she stepped into the darkened building. Andy? She twisted the unfamiliar weight of the engagement ring on her finger. Her lips curved when Andy Hawkins stepped from the shadows. I thought maybe you hadn't been able to slip away. She kept her voice barely above a whisper while she drank in his appearance. He was a good head taller than most men, and his bulk made her feel tiny and protected. His dark hair.